It will not look or feel like California in the Northeast soon, I can assure you. The snow, though, looks like it's going to miss us, which means plenty of time to have fun this weekend, from art to the Chinese New Year celebrations and more. I talked about some of your options with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
A new exhibit of his pop art icon, Andy Warhol, opens Saturday at the Corcoran Gallery of Art. But instead of screen prints and painting from Warhol, this show celebrates his work with a Polaroid camera. So there are images of anyone who would sit for him, usually at parties, including total strangers. You see some drag queens and even famous folks like Ted Kennedy. Anyway, these aren't the only images you'll see in the show, because hung next to the Warhol Polaroids are promotional photos from the silent movie era. And the theme here shows how photographers have contributed to the concept of fame. It's a really good show. Again, it opens up on Saturday at the Corcoran. And a reminder to head over to the National Gallery of Art's West Building to see Michelangelo's David Apollo, which is an amazing unfinished sculpture the great artist carved, you know, about 500 years ago. It's really extraordinary, and the setting is perfect. David will be hanging out there until March 3rd, so you have a little more time to see it.
It is Chinese New Year, and they'll be celebrating in Chinatown this weekend when the weather on Sunday doesn't look terrible.
That's right. The biggie is the annual parade on Sunday from 2 until 4:30 on 8th Street downtown, where you can see traditional Chinese dragon dances, live music, and yeah, kung fu demonstrations. There's also a Chinese Lunar Festival at the Chinatown Community Center on 8th Street. You can find more music and dance, and also some poetry, art, and photograph exhibits, and some film screenings too, and lots of children's crafts. And that goes from 12 until 5. And then on Saturday night, over at the Hilton Performing Arts Center, there's a special concert by the Chinese National Symphony Orchestra. The ensemble brings together music from Western and Asian composers, and tickets go from $44 to $60 for this one. Again, it's at the Hilton Performing Arts Center, and that's out in Manassas.
I see that we're not quite done with New Orleans here, Mike, after the Super Bowl. A nod to the folks in the Big Easy and Mardi Gras.
Never done with New Orleans. The Black Cat downtown celebrates with the Mardi Gras Carnival on Friday night, with a lineup that includes rock and blues from Norman Rockwell and so-called gypsy music from Black Masala. Tickets are only $12, and the doors for this one open at 9.
And finally, a celebration of food this weekend at Union Market downtown.
Yes, it's Taste of the Market on Sunday to officially kick off this year's Taste of the Nation. From 4 until 6, you can sample dishes from Taste of the Nation restaurants. They use ingredients from all over the place, but mostly they're going to stick to the ones at Union Market. And some of the restaurants include Graffiato, The Source, Cashin's Eat Place, and Bibiana. You also find cheese and spice makers, as well as some of the best bakeries in the city. You can even enjoy a raw bar from Rappahannock River Oysters. Tickets are $45, and all the money raised will go to Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry campaign. Again, it's Sunday from 4 until 6, and Union Market is on 5th Street downtown.
Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, joining us on Skype. Read more about all the events he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.